Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise.
To wake on up,
wake up
with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Bonte, the more you talk, the more you make me nervous.
Oh, we're back, baby. Halfway home
that,
here.
Mr. Bonte?
How you feeling, Mr. Bonte? Bonte Hill in studio, courtesy of River Islands, as we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Just had Baldy. And again, Tuesdays here on the Morning Roast. It's the best show in the Bay Area. Maybe in the world, quite frankly. I don't know what they're doing in Abu Dhabi, but I'm sure this beats whatever they're doing over there in their radio programs.
Let the people say it, Spadoni. Let the people say it.
Well, that's fine. Well, I'm going to say it for them. How about that? And Bonte, it's good to talk to you. Shasky, of course. It's a beautiful day. You love to do the pump fake. Just play the whole thing if you're going to play the whole thing, the King's Tale. All right. As you're wearing a very beautiful Adidas, what is that, Miami Hurricanes track jacket. Look at you looking good. Looking fresh. Why are you wearing that?
For all the kids out there, this is how you pay your bets.
What are you looking at me at for?
What happened? What, you, please explain, Roxy Bernstein.
Yeah, Florida State got their asses kicked.
Oh, no. Round. You're a big Florida State fan, right?
Yeah. Who'd they lose to?
I mean, hey, you know, that team in South Florida.
That team in South Florida. Not USF.
There's a lot of teams in South Florida. You got to be specific.
Florida International.
Oh, got
FAU.
It. Okay.
FAU. FAU. Boca Raton.
Oh, my God.
Do you, like, it's hard to hate them, man, because they got so much swagger. Like, Michael Irvin.
Maybe the best freshman in all of college.
Dude, he looks like Tyreek Hill reincarnated. He's got so, yeah, I know. It's they're yelling state champs. Mario Cristobal is talking about state
back
champs.
Back-to-back state champ.
Michael Irvin is doing the belt to ass on the bricks in Tallahassee. Oh,
as much
disgusting.
As you want to go down that rabbit hole.
I don't want to go down that rabbit
talk,
hole.
No,
I made him,
off.
Sorry.
Let me ask you. I'll start here. We came in Friday. We were all floating. You were at the game.
Wow.
That's as good of a win. I don't want to, like, it's the best win of all time. It's as good of a win as I can remember in a long, long time. And it's as happy as I felt because it came out of nowhere. And the way it went down, it was thrilling. You were there. What did it feel like being on the field?
Well, I remember Tuesday. I thought Spadoni was being a little hyperbolic, saying, this will be the greatest regular season for Shanahan.
One of.
It's very, you want to throw it in the boat. Because there's a lot of wins that Shanahan's
had. Yes, of course.
He's been here for 9 years. What is it, 9 years now? And he's had a lot of great wins in Seattle when they didn't win in Seattle for 8 years. And Jerry Grulaw makes the tackle at the half-inch line. And you win a division and get a bye week. Rallying in that same stadium, 17-0 against the L.A. Rams. He getting to the playoffs with Jimmy Garoppolo in overtime. Mm-hmm. But, boy, can I just set this out? I'm going to be a little long-winded here. I drop Chesney off. I go to the cleaners, pick up an outfit, pick up my stuff.
What day is this?
This is Thursday.
Okay.
This is Thursday.
Okay.
I got you guys on basically the whole time.
Okay.
And I'm like, damn, are the Niners 0-4? You guys started talking, Devontae. No, hear me out, though. And I'm thinking, damn, why am I even going to L.A.? I kind of feel like these guys. They were 3-1. The season wasn't going to be over if they lost. But I was like, do they really have a shot to win this game? You get to the airport. There's a lot of Niner fans at the airport. Yeah, we're going to get our butts kicked. But you know what? Let's just have fun. Let's see what it is. I get the SoFi. Go to the hotel. Quick shower. Get the SoFi. Who do I run into looking for the media entrance? Grant Cohn. Ponte, this is going to be a rough one, huh? And I said, you know, let's just at least watch the youngsters play. And then you get on the field. And you get around some of the personnel. And this weird feeling through SoFi Stadium, at least talking to some, they're like, you know, I think we're going to shock some people. I think we're going to be in this game. And then I started, well, maybe division games are different. You know, I always love to, and we see that over
clearly
the weekend.
Clearly they are.
You see New England go to Buffalo, right, and win. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe they don't win because I'm absolutely stunned that they won, but maybe they keep it close. And then they go up 14-0, and the rest is history. I mean, that's as good of a regular season NFL game I've ever been to in my life.
The way they started that game with the ball control and like going down the field and scoring right away, they could have had an opportunity to go up 17 or 21-0, and the Kendrick Bourne drop on 3rd and 5. Yeah. I think we were all thinking the same thing. Oh, God, here it comes. The and momentum. Then the Rams score right away.
Yep, the momentum flipped. But I was buzzing, and I was up till 2 in the morning. I got back to the hotel. I didn't leave SoFi till 11. I go on IG Live and just start talking to people because I couldn't. I was floating.
Got to get those takes off.
Got to get those takes off. My boy Hawk Hader was in there. Oh, yeah. We had a lot of people in there. It was great, guys, right? I go back to the hotel room. I start watching the game over. I fall asleep on it in overtime. Wake up in the morning at LAX or go to LAX, and I'm watching it again. I was like, I can't believe they won that game. There were so many things. So many things that happened. We're going to get the Mac. But I thought Kyle Shanahan, one thing that's not being talked about enough, because there were so many great plays in that game and so many turning points, the decision to allow Eddie Pinheiro to kick a 59-yard field goal.
We talked about it the next day.
People don't realize
Mac
that.
Mac almost took a sack third down, and he got rid of the ball.
Barely.
I don't think that he hits that field goal if it's 5 yards back because it hit the inside of the bar and went in. I think it hooks left and either hits the outside of the bar and comes out and doinks or misses altogether.
I don't think he kicks the field goal if he gets sacked.
You might be right.
It's a 64-yarder. They said Eddie Pinheiro's range was 53 to 55.
Right.
So when he drops him out, I'm thinking to myself, they only have one timeout. It's about, 2:40? I got to get the exact time there.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, they're going to lose the game. They're not going to touch the ball again because the Rams are going to get in field goal range, although they're a mess when it comes to their field goal units.
Well, their special teams is...
Their special teams is a mess. Yeah. But he makes that field goal, and I'm thinking to myself, damn, Shanahan's in his bag right now.
Right.
He can do no wrong.
Did it cross your mind? Because it did mine. There's like a minute and whatever, 10. I had it written down on my sheet. Like a minute 10 or whatever. And I'm thinking, do you let him score here so that you have enough time? Because you only had the one timeout. And all I kept thinking was, can Mac even run up and down the field to execute a one-minute drive here and spike the ball? Like, can he physically run up and down the field? The last time we saw him, he's pulling his pants up. Yeah. It looked like he got knocked out. I mean, so, I don't know. All the scenarios were playing off in my head about maybe you let him score here. I don't know. Should you let him score? Like, I don't know.
I was thinking just try to get a stop any way possible. Because even if you let him score, I don't think they had to.
Do you have the firepower?
They would have been deflated.
I know.
They would have been so deflated that it would have been a moral victory. Like, well, they kept it close. Right. They covered the spread. You're 3-2. The season's not over. But you're staring a 3-game losing streak in the face. At that point, I'm just thinking, can you get a stop? Or, you know, yeah, sure, they score, but I don't know if you're going to have enough time to score. You would have had to score a touchdown.
Yes, exactly.
So Alfred Collins, who's gotten better, like, this is the great part about this is why we got to enjoy the journeys, folks. Enjoy the journey. Alfred Collins, the first week of training camp was stiff. He was playing high. He was raw. And for him to be at this point in the season and make a play like that, maybe we look back at that play saying that was a turning point for the 49ers this year. Even though they were 3-1, to make that play for that young man and the glow on his face after the game.
You know what it made me think of? Eagle game.
The Eagle game with Justin Smith?
Yes, with Harbaugh. Kinds of plays will stick in your head forever.
As much as we're talking about Kyle Shanahan and the offense, and rightfully so, I don't think we've given enough love to what Robert Saleh was able to do. Let's be honest. He got trashed in the media. Because of the Liam Cohen going back and forth.
Well, it was a bad look.
No, no.
It was terrible.
Right? No, it was a bad look. And I thought that defense rallied around that guy, and they balled out. They had all the excuses in the world, Bonte, to lose that game. They were all built in. You don't have Brock Purdy. You don't have Nick Bosa. You don't have George Kittle. It's a short week. You just lost a bad game to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They had all the excuses built in to lose that game. But it was a total team win. And again, we're not talking about Robert Saleh. The special teams, I'm not going to gloss over that. When is the last time the special teams was the difference between winning the game for the 49ers? It's been the difference in losing
a lot. Probably since T.K. Jr.
That's what you're talking about. It's been that long.
They won the playoff game against Green Bay.
Right, they did with that.
The Hufanga play was great.
Jordan Willis and Hufanga. No doubt.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown in Lambeau.
But that just tells you. It's been a while. It's been a while since that's been the difference.
You know what? And that's probably why we shouldn't have been so doom and gloom. And that's why Vegas, there's some bettors I know, obviously. We were
some
so doom and gloom. Look, this is why the Rams are frauds. Like, they end up being in the playoffs. But you know what? We kept talking about how the Niners could be 1-3. You know what? The league is so wide open this year. It's absolutely chaotic. The Rams were down in half to the Tennessee Titans. All right? They eked out one against the Texans, who have a really good defense. I'm really worried about that defense. D'Amico has some boys flying around. Don't count out the Texans. They're coming.
Game after the Falcons.
So, you know, I mean, who else did they buried? Oh, the Eagles game, they blew it because of special teams. They couldn't take advantage of it in the first half by having red zone opportunity after red zone opportunity. And they should have lost to the damn Indianapolis Colts. So I don't know what's up with the Rams. Their special teams is a mess. I don't think their defense is all that. And offensively, they got to figure out what they want to be.
I don't know.
Do you
want to
be a balanced
Jared Verse is pretty sick.
I just say,
like, that guy terrifies me.
He's a great player, Florida State.
God.
But one player doesn't make
a
defense.
No doubt.
Can you name a member of their secondary?
No, Baldy was just trashing it with us. Baldy was just telling us that they're no secondary.
So when Niners went down the field on that first drive, and it was a great script by Shanahan. And then Matt
Jones, the Kendrick Bourne play.
Kendrick Bourne play
was
unbelievable. But also, Christian McCaffrey had 40 yards on that opening drive. Shanahan was like, okay, he's in his back. And then they go 14-0. I'm looking at that defense saying, you know, I got my card over here. I'm thinking, this defense ain't that good. Yeah. Why are we crowning the Rams so much? So I think that's baked into how we felt. But there's no doubt that's one of the most feel-good wins probably since 2022, because 2023 was a down year.
I think individually, though, like, and I know the defense as a whole, one player doesn't make it. Jared Verse is ridiculous.
He's great.
He's freaking amazing.
He is.
I mean, he reminds me of Khalil Mack in terms of the power.
Byron Young is underrated, and he smacked the hell out of Mac Jones on one play when Mac Jones delivered a dime to Kendrick Bourne.
That guy Landman, I've never heard of. He was making
plays. But
Landman?
That defense, you can move the ball on that defense. So Rams, they got some things to clean up.
Yeah, but they're no doubt. Their offense terrifies you because Stafford can buy time. He's got an unbelievable arm, and they've got so many receivers. You're so worried about Devontae and Puka, and then Tutu hits you with the chunk plays. Yeah. I mean, if he didn't spin out on that play and hit Tutu on that crosser, and he catches him 5 yards more inbounds, Tutu maybe goes upfield and scores a touchdown.
No, you talked about the defense, though. Yep. This league is all about bending but not breaking. Yep. You're going to give up yards in this league.
No doubt.
You are. Jacksonville gave up yards yesterday. Yeah. Do you know what? Can you keep this team out the end zone?
The 99-yard interception was incredible.
Devin Lloyd is sick. That's a big win for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And maybe Niner fans will put some respect on their name. It's a good football team in Jacksonville. I really believe that. That division, all of a sudden, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, and Houston, it's going to be a dogfight in the AFC South. All of a sudden, they're not a laughingstock anymore. But you're going to give up yards in this league. I thought it was important for Alfred Collins, Marquis Siegel, who's getting torched over and over and over, but having short-term memory to come up with a game-winning tackle. I mean,
what did you think of the decision from McVay to go for it there?
Oh, it was terrible. Well, I don't mind. It wasn't terrible to go for it. Put the ball in Matt Stafford's head.
Running that little mesh play at the goal line. That's an unguardable play where, like, Devontae picks and then Puka kind of comes underneath. That play's unguardable. Why would you go back to Kyren in a short yardage situation? I didn't like that play call at all.
No,
I loved it, but I hated it for the Rams.
The Rams are going to look back at the game saying, damn, we blew it because Kyren had a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Corum had a fumble.
Started off slow.
Remember, Kyren Williams dropped a crucial
third down play.
And Fred Warner was going crazy. He was ticked off. He was like, what the hell is going on around here?
In the flat.
You know, so this defense for the 49ers, you can't really blitz because you have young members in the secondary with Upton Stout and Marquis Siegel. I don't know if Malik Mustafa is going to play this Sunday. Sounds like he's going to try to make an effort for it. But you can't blitz. But you can't generate a pass rush with a front four, right. So you're going to have to outscore some teams right now.
I didn't get clarity on this. Did Upton Stout hurt himself or get yanked because of performance for Chase Lucas?
They said an ankle, because I thought he was playing okay.
He wasn't bad, I thought he was playing okay. It's a tough matchup against Devontae.
It was an ankle. Devontae was really cooking.
I mean, he's amazing.
They were fighting in matchups, but Marquise Siegel's the guy in pass covers. He's a liability right now. Mm. He's really good against the run, and I like him. It says a lot about Tig Brown, the fact that he can't crack the starting lineup. But Marquise Siegel, he's struggling back there.
He ran past the ball. The ball was coming over. He overran the play. Yep. He's got to identify the ball.
His ball skills right now is subpar.
So what'd you make of the quarterback, Mac Jones? You were there in person, Bonte.
Mac Jones was incredible.
That was one of the best wins, if not the best win of his NFL career. Baldy was saying it too. It was incredible what he was able to do.
He has had many, right?
No.
I think
this is the first year with the Patriots. That's probably
the game against the Bills where they threw three times.
Yeah.
No, that was like Bill's moment, not necessarily Mac's moment. Yeah.
McDaniel's moment, really. Yeah.
He had a game against the Chargers at SoFi where he was letting it fly. Again, Mac Jones. I was listening to Baldy, and he's so right about coaching. Coaching matters so much in this league at the highest of highest levels in any sport. Coaching matters. We see it in baseball. You know, Aaron Boone making terrible decisions with the New York Yankees. They're fortunate to get past the Red Sox. Coaching matters. And when you have a good coach like Shanahan who knows how to scheme things up and will put you in the right spot, it's no surprise that maybe it's a surprise that he's throwing over 40 times because the run game's not rolling.
I mean, to Kendrick Bourne, too.
But Mac Jones, here's the difference with Mac Jones and Brock Purdy right now. And I was watching, and I got something for you guys in a second. But one, he's taking a check down.
Yes.
Brock Purdy's problem right now, you just look at the Jacksonville game.
Layups.
Christian McCaffrey, you throw it across the field. There's four guys around him. You got a check down right in front of you with Jake Tonjes. Take the check down.
Staring him in the face mask.
Mac Jones is taking the check down. And then one thing that a lot of people tried to dunk on me for last year when I said this, throwing outside the numbers.
The deep comeback twice to DeMarcus Robinson was gorgeous.
Throwing outside the numbers. Brock Purdy to Ricky Pearsall, Seattle, think week one. The ball's late. The ball floated.
Yeah.
Getting it out there outside the numbers. That's the two biggest differences right now between Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. Now, Brock Purdy does things that Mac Jones can't do. Scramble that out of the pocket. Mobility, extending plays. They're going to need that at some point because his offensive line is struggling. But right now, hopefully Brock Purdy's watching saying, let me just take the check down. It's okay to hit single after single after single after single and stay ahead of the sticks right now. And that's what Mac Jones is doing. He's not trying to hit the home run and throw the old no throw.
Look, the thing with Mac Jones, and people take, if you start cheering on a guy because he's playing well, they're like, oh, now you're ripping the other guy. No, we're just assessing what we're seeing. Have I been the biggest Mac Jones fan? How long have we been doing shows?
Yeah, we're our first, play the soundbite. If you don't watch the film, Chasky, that was a Mac Jones argument. Because a lot of people, I get it. I didn't want Mac Jones at number three either. I didn't, but it wasn't because he was bad. I was like, he ain't that bad, actually. But I think what was baked into the Mac Jones draft pick was we saw an upgrade over Jimmy, but basically the same quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
A pocket quarterback. And when Shanahan went on the podium after they lost to Buffalo and Glendale, Arizona, during the pandemic season on Monday Night Football, and he saw Josh Allen. And Shanahan said, you know, the league is evolving. And he fell in love with that type of quarterback, movement, a dual threat.
Yes,
then you think about Mike Shanahan. He coached Elway twice. Elway was a dual threat. People don't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Even Jake Plummer, who he drafted, could move.
Jake Plummer was a dual threat.
Yeah.
Steve Young, dual threat. Jay Cutler, kind of could move early on in his career, was a dual threat. So they love those quarterbacks. RG3, they drafted him, whether you like it or not.
It's funny that you could go back to the Jimmy thing. You're right in that we thought he was an upgraded version of Jimmy. Here's the part I underrated with him. His arm talent is better than Jimmy's.
No
doubt. Mac. And his size is better than Jimmy's. And I think there is something to be said. There is a reality that fundamentally the offense, when it comes to those checkdowns, being able to see those in the pocket, there is something to being 6'2", 6'3".
There is.
And
no
I know people see that. I'm not knocking Brock. Brock just does different things. They both have skill sets that are unique from each other. They both do things that the other guy can do, comparably.
Right.
But I think one area I underrated, the size is it's a part of what has helped Mac, I think, with this porous offensive line, being able to just kind of 1, 2, 3, bang, get rid of it.
I mean, You just watch his Alabama games. We all watch Alabama football. I was betting on every Alabama game because it was so good and it was felt like free money. So I was locked in a different way. You got those type of wide receivers. Sure, it helps you out. But he was putting things on the money. Look, Devontae was beating double teams, and Mac Jones was putting it right over the shoulder.
Well, that's the thing. Right now, his run with the Niners, the ball placement in tight windows.
Ball placement is great.
I mean, he's throwing it perfectly.
Ball placement is great. I keep
telling
you guys.
The back shoulder throw to first DeMarcus?
First ever throw I seen him make was that Citrus Bowl against Michigan. And I was like, who is this? So, and that's why when the draft was happening, I wanted Trey Lance because I wanted to dual threat quarterback. I wanted something different.
I think a lot
different.
Of people did.
But Matt, that first year with New England, and then they hired Joe Judge and Matt Patricia. Coaching matters. Coaching matters. So is he a great quarterback? No. But can he run this offense? And here's the other thing I want to throw at you guys. And I was thinking about this watching the game. This personnel that the Niners have with DeMarcus Robinson, Kendrick Bourne.
It's a pass-happy team.
Well, not only that, but he's got the rapport with Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah.
He had a lot of reps with DeMarcus Robinson in training camp. Jake Tonjes. He had a lot of reps with Jake Tonjes in training camp. The personnel the Niners have right now may be better suited for Matt Jones as opposed to Brock Purdy. And I'm not saying that Matt is better than Brock or should Brock lose his job. But right now, Brock doesn't have the reps with Kendrick Bourne. He doesn't have a lot of reps with DeMarcus Robinson. Obviously, without Jake Tonjes because he was throwing to George Kittle. So the personnel may be better suited for Matt Jones right now.
Did Pearsall run with the ones, with the twos? Was it back and forth?
Because Jennings,
he was the ones.
I got the sense that Jennings and Brock both were kind of going through preseason in game one. And in the
Jennings didn't practice in training camp.
No, I know, but I'm saying Brock not playing a lot in the preseason.
Yeah.
It felt like it's hard for me to hold him so accountable for game one. It's like, he didn't really play in the preseason in terms of games. Like, to me, that was kind of like a preseason game in itself. So I'm not, holding that against him. And then in the Jacksonville game, he just looked compromised to me.
Yeah, no, he did.
But I'm not crushing him. I'm just riding the hot hand for right now with Mac.
You guys understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. It's interesting when these guys do come back, Bonte, if it's going to look different, if it's going to look better, because there is something to do, practice makes perfect, and it's an old cliche.
Right.
But it matters when it comes to the timing with these guys. I mean, there's a reason Tom Brady in the offseason was hanging out with Julian Edelman in Montana.
Stafford
and all these guys. Yep.
We threw every day, every morning for
an
hour.
So he has the rapport with Ricky Pearsall. He worked a lot with Brock
so
Purdy.
So Ricky was working with Mac.
No, Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy,
but he worked with both. He would go in with the twos as well.
Okay.
But DeMarcus Robinson, he would be split up ones, sometimes twos, but Mac has those reps.
The Tonjes one's interesting. Yes.
Tonjes, he has reps with Tonjes.
I actually like Tonjes.
He has reps.
Too.
He obviously has reps with Kendrick Bourne from New England.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy had one practice with Kendrick Bourne. You know what I mean? One practice. So right now the personnel just seems better suited for Mac Jones because Brock Purdy doesn't have enough reps right now with these guys. So that's what I'm watching the game thinking, okay, he knows these guys. He knows the timing. And even Kendrick Bourne mentioned this too. He just doesn't know where the ball's going when it comes from Brock Purdy because he hasn't worked with him yet. He knows Mac.
Trust,
he knows Mac.
Trust factor there for sure.
When he dropped that ball on third down, I thought, oh, here we go again. And then he flipped the switch and made play after play after play. Kendrick Bourne was outstanding.
The field goal
game
before halftime was huge, by the way.
Oh, my God, it was monster.
Underrated, and we talked about this. I don't know if you noticed it on the field when you were there, Bonte. I'm sure you saw it after. But we, in real time, Joe and I were talking, you know what's important about that drop? The fact that
this was great,
he dropped that ball, and it could have been a huge momentum swing. You know what Mac Jones did right after that drop? Obviously critical. He ran up to Kendrick Bourne. Hey,
put his arm around
him. I got you. Bat him on the head.
I thought that was great.
That's just leadership right there.
Well, you had to. I mean, you know, it's not like Brock doesn't do that.
No, we're giving Mac his love.
No doubt. And look, Mac knew that. Kind of need you, Kendrick. We don't have enough bodies out here.
You loved when Mac was stunting on whoever that was on the Rams when he was doing the little come on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Come on.
That's fine.
He's fun. In game, that still
can come back to you. I'm not a fan of kickers celebrating.
I'm not either.
Jones
I'm
doing that. It's
that.
Second quarter. And I get it. You want to show some swagger. It's Thursday night football.
It's fine.
When Jared Verse did the belly flop on Mac and he's lying there, and I didn't know what the injury was, in my head I'm saying to myself, dear God, we ran the ball with juice on third down, and then like the whole thing was almost going.
I know the juice haters; they were going crazy.
Well, you know that was a terrible play call. That's an individual one.
Still need a rushing touchdown, Bonte. Right. So I've got one.
Juice has been.
No, he's been good in the pass game.
He's had a good year. He's had a good year.
He has, but he's also lined up at tight end a lot.
Right.
The other thing is I'm watching this. I'm going, Shanahan, if you don't draft two offensive linemen in the first four rounds next year, what are you doing? Like, my head was going crazy, and I thought Adrian Martinez was going into the game. The way the commercial cut, was like,
Adrian Martinez had him on the shoulder. So, you know, binocular bonds.
Okay, yes, you're
watching. I grabbed the binoculars. He never even went to the blue tent. He went straight to the bench, grabbed the Microsoft Surface, and then he started throwing, and Adrian Martinez still had his baseball cap on.
See, everybody on the broadcast made it out like Adrian Martinez was coming into the game.
In fairness, Mac was laying there like he was.
I had the binoculars like looking like, what's going on?
Adrian Martinez never put his helmet on.
Well, he may have put his helmet on, but by the time they were getting ready for the next possession,
he ran off the field, Mac.
Martinez had the hat on. But when Mac ran off the field, he went straight to the bench, grabbed the Microsoft Surface. It was, now the trainers are around him talking to him. Yeah. He's like, got the Microsoft Surface.
Well, they said it was a cramp. Cramping. I was like, a cramp? Yeah. It looked like he tore his knee.
Was it hot there, Bonte? Like, because I know it gets warm. Okay, because he was sweating. Yeah. He was sweating a lot on the broadcast.
SoFi's built. They had to build it because of the airport. You know, you got the airport. LAX is right there. So when you walk into SoFi, you're like on a third level.
I've only gone to a concert there, but it was at night, so I didn't really get a good feel for it.
Oh, it gets warm. It was warm out there.
And it bounces off that glass.
Yep, that glass. No doubt. It was hot down.
God, what a game.
I know it was.
Let's
get more into it.
It's such a great stadium.
It was everything about that game, the postgame, Shanahan. Can we get into Shanahan and Mac?
Please.
But Shanahan, he's refreshed, man. I'm telling you. There's some things coming.
I've got something I want to say about Shanahan on the other side.
And we'll get to that. It's Bonta Hill in studio, as he is each and every Tuesday at this time for the rest of the show, courtesy of River Islands. And it's also brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
See River Islands for the rest of the show, as he is each and every Tuesday. We're talking Niners. Niners are 4-1 right now. best in the conference.
You know,
you got four teams at 4-1 in the NFC. Bonte and
this
Joe.
Beat is hard,
you guys know buddy. That.
This beat is hard.
What a four.
Shanahan.
So it's Shanahan.
We were arguing. We've been arguing about Shanahan since day one. You and me. And I've probably been more of a Shanahan. What do you? Not lover, but like
you know, you're
apologist.
You're a Shanistan. That's what they call him.
But like, yeah. There are things that drive me crazy about him. Right? It's like I was using the analogy of family members. Like you might love that individual, yes. But there are certain things that you know are their character flaws and that drive you nuts. Right? There are certain things about Shanahan that drive me nuts. But then he always sucks me back in with some of the creativity and. His understanding, no matter who the personnel is out there, of misdirection, of coverage concepts, of where pressure might come from, of how to create spacing and windows and throws and teardrops for his quarterback based on what his skill set might be. The guy is just, he's such a son of a gun. You know what I mean? And then there are certain possessions where you're like, what are you doing? And then the very next possession, they go through like a hot knife through butter. I will defend him on this. End of the game. The Rams have three timeouts. They get the ball at the, what, two, one and a half?
Yeah. 1.5 yard line.
Okay. In my mind, I go, the worst possible thing that could happen is a turnover. The second worst possible thing that could happen is a hold or some sort of a penalty in the end zone like you had 2 weeks prior, okay, where you got the safety. And then you're kicking the ball back to them. Right? I had no problem with them running all three plays in that scenario, given the personnel, where they were on the field, and like risk reward. And I had buddies texting me like, you got to throw the ball here. You got like, okay, maybe if you had your full arsenal, maybe if George Kittle's out there, maybe. But making them burn the three timeouts to me was the prerequisite of the checklist that I was looking for. I loved that they did that. What were you guys thinking in real time? Because I know a lot of people were like, you got to go for the first down here. And I just wasn't thinking that way. I wasn't thinking aggressive.
I'll jump in here before you answer, Bonte. But I do think it's funny the fact that you had a backup quarterback in that situation backed up inside your own two, and all your buddies were saying, you got to throw it. You got to. It just speaks to the game Mac Jones is having, which is funny.
With no Kittle. With no Pearsall.
I think maybe Mac, but more so just going for the kill shot.
Yeah, maybe.
Because if you get a first down, the game's over.
I actually,
that's
sure.
What people are thinking about.
Sure.
It has something to do with Mac, but also it's just a kill shot. I don't care what quarterback you have. I can end the game right here.
Game's over.
For sure. And this crossed my mind, not saying they were going to do it, but it did cross my mind, and Steiny was in agreement with me. I was like, is there a point here where maybe you talk about, and I know, everyone's going to yell at me, take a safety, milk some time.
No, then you're going to get a bolt. Exactly.
Hold on. Can I hold on. Then you punt it. They're going to have to go the length of a field as opposed to being at the half field, midfield, yard line.
You get to the 35 yard line. Never has it been easier to hit 50 yard plus field goals than right now.
I hear you.
Okay.
It crossed my mind. Not saying they were going to do that.
10 times as many 50 yard field goals made through the first 5 weeks than there were 8 years ago. 10 times more. Okay. So it's never been more easy to kick a longer field goal. You on the safety scenario, you are giving them the ball on short yardage. They only have to go like 25 yards.
No, they have first and 10 at the 50 with 42 seconds left. I would say if you got the first and 10 at like the 30.
Yeah, but a field goal ties the game.
I understand.
Whereas a field goal wins the game.
I understand. If you had a first and 10 at the 30 and you had, I don't know, let's say you milk some clock there in the safety situation, 35, 34 seconds left.
Well,
it's a little, I'm just saying.
Here's what they're thinking. All right, because I don't think that's.
They weren't going to do that. They weren't going to do that.
That never crossed my mind because you'll lose a game like that. Number one. You take the safety. You're up 23-22. You kick from your own 20-yard line.
Exactly.
Punt it. They're still going to get the ball around the 40-yard
line. Maybe.
We have one of the worst coverage units in the game.
And Morstead, I don't know how strong his leg is
in that situation.
So then they still have, you know, they could go out there and win the game with the field goal. So you don't. He nailed the field goal to go to overtime. Whatever the kicker's name is here on what's my board? What's his name?
Cardy. Yeah.
After missing one earlier.
You give up the safety, you're up 1 point, and then you're giving them the ball at the 40.
Now you're giving them a chance to win.
Okay. No, yeah. I just got one through my mind.
That never went through my mind. But on your point about Shanahan, and I've had my ups and downs with Shanahan.
We all have.
To the point where some people thought I had a personal Vendetta against Shanahan,
we're
right?
We're going to drop. It's Shanahan. I don't know where it's at. We need to find
it. Well, we're arguing about Jimmy.
Right. It's Shanahan, not Jimmy. But he won me over. The moment he won me over had nothing to do with the game. It's the way he handled the Trey Lance situation. And the transparency he gave on the situation, on why he made the decision, and why he moved on from him. And I said, you know what? He was pretty honest right there. He looked everybody in the eye, told him what was up. And even Thursday night, the transparency to talk about his decision on not to throw the football. Mm-hmm. Hey, if I throw the football, they've got a one timeout. We don't complete it. I believe they win the game in that situation. So at the worst, we play for overtime.
Exactly.
I love that transparency from Shanahan. I asked him about the 59-yard field goal. Did you think about punting? He goes, yeah. You know what? Right on that line.
Uh-huh.
Right on that line. But you know what? I just went for it. And he's been a little more aggressive this season. And then I told Shasky during training camp, we would talk all the time after practice. Shanahan looks refreshed.
He looks so much better.
And the trick play we saw that really game, 8 yards. Remember the little trick play they had? McCaffrey to Bourne, back to Mac, and only went for 8 yards.
Down.
But he's been doing some stuff in practice, man. All training camp. I'm thinking to myself, think New Orleans, 48-46, down to the Superdome. A win that made everybody feel good back in 2019. Shanahan is in his bag right now. He is cooking something. And once he gets these reinforcements back, I think we're going to see the best of Shanahan. He's having a hell of a season right now. So I think we got to be – I think for the first time in a long time, Niner fans are saying, you know what? Well, maybe next game he makes a decision and we're all questioning it. And you know how we all flip-flop around here. But Shanahan, we've got one of the best coaches in the NFL.
Hands down.
I mean, he's one of the best coaches in the NFL.
No defensive end in Nick Bosa – whether you love him or hate him, you know he's great. No Juwan Jennings. No Ricky Pearsall. No Hall of Fame tight end in George Kittle.
No Brandon Ayuk.
You don't have your $250 million quarterback. You have no Brandon Ayuk. You're doing this with a bunch of rookies on defense or first-year starters. And then on offense, like, you know, you're doing it with Jake Tonjes, for crying out loud. And he looks good.
Looks good.
Not a great run blocker, but he's a nice little pass catcher.
You know, Connor Colby at left guard.
Yeah.
Nobody even heard of this guy.
I didn't even know
he was. Playing high level. Think about the opening drive. He false start Connor Colby, Colton McKivitz holding.
Yeah.
So you're behind the sticks on two plays, and he still were able to recover.
I actually thought McKivitz's first half was good.
Run back.
No, I thought it was good. The second half was not good.
And you saw multiple, in the second half, too. Like the
third quarter was awful.
Multiple times, like, you know, lining up in front of receivers. And it was like they just couldn't get on the same page multiple times. And that is to be expected, right? You have a bunch of backups in there. It's a short week. You didn't know what was going on. But I thought how they handled all those adverse situations, Bonte, the more unbuttoned team that day, to me, was the Rams. Like, they just fell apart with just miscues. Do you think they slept on the Niners that week?
No, you never sleep on the Niners.
I feel like they kind of were feeling
themselves. This is a divisional game. McVay versus Shanahan, L.A. versus SF. This is a monster game for that Rams organization. These teams do not like each other. And it's superseded now. For the longest time, I was like, the Seahawks are their number one rival. But since, and it really changed in 2021. When the Niners beat them down at SoFi to get into the playoffs, and then the Rams beat them in the NFC Championship game. That took this rivalry to another level, and now it's the number one rivalry in the NFC West. The Rams, they're never sleeping on the Niners. Let me just say that. They never sleep on the Niners. They know what time it is. They had an opportunity to go to 4-1, take control of the division. But you know what, Spadoni? They've not been buttoned up this year.
No.
They have not been buttoned up this season. They got some issues down, but maybe that loss to the Niners, I'm afraid, it may be their wake-up call moving forward.
Well, you know, I'm just looking at
McVay's 1,000-yard stare. Oh, my gosh.
I thought there was a variety of miscues from McVay that he could point to that I didn't agree with. Like, the unstoppable play for that team in any short-yardage situation is not running the ball. It's running Devontae, this pick mesh play, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
It's kind of legal, but it's kind of not, where Puka goes underneath. It's unguardable. You lay off them. Okay, and it's a simple little completion. You come in, and they get you on Devontae coming on the outside.
Yep.
It's open on every single – it's every almost play. Impossible to defend.
The Chiefs did it last night with Travis Kelce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, that play – I would run that play till I'm blue in the face.
Yeah.
But that being said, obviously the NFC feels wide open, and I know that the Niners, like all these teams ahead of them in different divisions and whatnot, have flaws. The Niners have flaws. The number one thing that we're all asking about is how are you going to generate a pass rush?
Yep.
Who's out there? How do you do it? Forget looking external. Just looking internal at the team that they have right now. I want to suit up Nick Martin. I want to get him on the field. I want to get either D. Winters, Fred Warner, Nick Martin attacking the quarterback. Maybe you drop the other two. they've got to find a way to generate some pressure here, and I just don't know what the answer is. This is a huge test this weekend.
Well, no doubt. Tampa's resilient, just like the 49ers. To go up to Seattle and win that game without Bucky, without Mike Evans. I mean, wow, Baker Mayfield just put...
Ohio State receivers.
Dude, the Raiders were so bad on Sunday, it made me buy the ticket this year. I was going to try to not buy the ticket because... You know, my schedule's a little crazy, right? Basketball one Sunday, you go to the games. What do I need the ticket for? The Raiders were so bad on Sunday. Sunday NFL ticket.
Oh, the NFL ticket. I thought you were going to the game.
Yeah, no, like, Sunday, my bad. Let me clarify that. Sunday NFL ticket. So the Raiders were so bad, made me buy an NFL ticket this week. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go quad box afternoon.
Because you don't
want to watch the best. And then Chesna was out, and the afternoon games were just on point. So Baker just throwing dimes. But the Niners, who's going to play D-line this week? C.J. West has a cast on his hand. Khalil Davis is out at least two games. Peter Gross-Matos, I thought he tore something. Well, he's out for a few weeks.
You know what Sam
hamstring.
Calls him?
What?
He's the Gerard Encarnacion of the 49ers. Always hurt.
Injury report, Boxing Gerson.
That's not good.
There you go.
Khalil Davis out a couple games. Alfred Collins has a knee sprain. We don't know the extent of that.
I didn't even know that.
They announced that yesterday. Or, excuse me, over the weekend. So he's day-to-day. We don't know if he's... So right now you got five healthy defensive linemen? So, I don't know what your options are right now.
I think this whole, like, you know, trading for Trey Hendrickson feels like a Hail Mary. I just don't see Cincinnati. They just don't trade anyone.
Mike Brown doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Look at the Carson Palmer deal.
Yeah.
And then the price is going to go up. You get closer and closer to the deadline. Mike Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, knows everybody's looking for a pass rusher.
Sure.
Philadelphia. Green Bay is now probably out of the market, but Detroit may want to look for one.
Detroit has been linked to Kayvon Thibodeau for a third, fourth, fifth rounder, depending on where they finish the season. So it would be a conditional pick. Again, these are all speculations. Kayvon Thibodeau, you know, is an interesting player. I don't know if he's a scheme fit for Saleh, but, you know.
He's under control for another year.
That's what I'm saying. He has the fifth-year option exercise, so you'd have to make a decision on him. I don't know. I'd be interested on him.
I'd be interested in Thibodeau. I take Cam Jordan in New Orleans. I take it. What's going on in Miami? They got a couple dudes.
Oh, what's going on in Miami is they're cooked.
Exactly. They're cooked. So maybe Phillips is available. Maybe Chubb is available.
Hey, do it now while Michael Daniels is the head coach. Right.
I actually like Chubb because Chubb's good against the run. I actually would like Chubb.
You have to look at these teams. Even Tennessee, they have Arden Key and Jeff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jeffrey Simmons. So look at these teams that are bottoming out and look at a sell and stack picks. You have to look at those teams because I think John Lynch is going to have to use a phone line because Stafford had all day. And that's back-to-back weeks. You had one quarterback hit basically in two straight games. Mm-hmm. And that was on the sack early in the game, the great blitz by Robert Saleh in the first quarter. Yeah. But other than that, they didn't touch Matthew
Stafford. Bryce Huff was exhausted. He was third, fourth quarter.
I told you, they kept panning in. That's why I was asking about the heat, because Mac Jones was sweating profusely. Obviously, he was cramping.
He's eating bananas.
Jared Verse was sweating. Like, all these guys, I was like, is it that hot down there? But
it must
be.
It's that pit. It's like the Big House. So you guys ever go to the Big House in Michigan? You walk in the stadium.
I have not.
It's when you walk in, you're at the top of the stadium. So it's basically you're just walking down into this pit, into the ground.
I went to SoFi with you. I remember.
Yeah, I'm just explaining.
Okay. I think Sacramento's basketball arena is actually similar, where you enter at like halfway up,
right,
and it looks down, if you will.
I want to open up the phone lines. Let's do that right now. Ask Bonte anything. Let's do it. 888-957-9570. What could go wrong there? Ask Bonte, ABA, ask Bonte anything here on the roast. By the way, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So we had Baldy on last hour, and we were talking about, you know, riding the hot hand. Mac Jones, he's 3-0. He's going to start this week, probably, as Brock Purdy is day-to-day, week-to-week, I should say, going forward, according to Ian Rappaport. And, you know, I just want to ask you, what is your feel about this quarterback situation right now? Is that even something? Is this a quarterback situation that is on their hands? The word controversy, I'm not toss that to the side. But the fact that Mac is winning right now and sticking with the hot hand, Chasky said earlier that he would stick with Mac Jones. As long as they keep winning games, you stick with Mac Jones as your
Knowing
starter.
That Purdy is dealing with this foot thing.
Not 100%.
And it's probably going to last all year. You just ride the Mac thing out till we get a poor performance or a loss. And then we go back to Brock.
I think when Brock's cleared and ready to go and he says, I'm pain-free and I'm ready to play, he's going to play.
Do you think that will happen this year?
Absolutely.
You do?
I mean, yes. Now, I don't know the extent of his turf toe injury.
Because Lo Neal, I'll stop you. I'll let you answer. But like Lo Neal had me convinced this is going to be something he's probably going to be dealing with throughout the year.
No, probably. But talking to people down at SoFi, they said the toe is in better shape than it was leaving Seattle after week one. It's a lot better.
Okay.
Some little swelling around, but they said the toe feels much, much better than it did after week one. So I'm convinced we're going to see Brock Purdy again at some point. When we see Brock Purdy again, not sure. You're going to need him, right? I think he adds something to this offense that Mac doesn't give you. Now, I get it. We all love the backup quarterback right now. Is Mac going to stay healthy?
That's a big question.
You know, he's the statuesque quarterback, which is why we were debating last week. He couldn't play in Jacksonville. He just couldn't walk that week. And that would have been a problem. Now,
yeah, but it was a mistake to play Brock on such short rest.
So then you would have had to play Adrian Martinez.
Which sucks, but you know what? It is what it is.
So, you know, and then you're not going to bring back Brock Purdy on that turf at SoFi Stadium with turf toe probably on a short week. So then maybe Brock Purdy comes back against Tampa Bay and he's rusty playing against a red hot Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. So the quarterback situation is what it is. Brock's hurt. When he's ready to roll, he'll be ready to roll and they'll put him into the lineup. But I heard you ask Baldy about the locker room. What does the locker room feel? They like Mac Jones a lot. Mac Jones is loose. He's goofy. But they also love Brock Purdy too. And when you've built equity in that locker room, and you've been in the trenches with guys like Trent, guys like George, guys like Fred Warner, and you've helped win monumental football games for this organization, that's not lost on these players. So they understand that Brock is the guy. Mac, hell, I know everybody thinks his answer was political. I was sitting there in that press room when he gave that answer. Mac wants to start. There's no doubt. Mac wants to play.
Yeah.
You're a competitor.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody wants to start. Spinoni, when you're behind the glass, I'm sure you wanted the A chair.
Yeah, but he's self-aware enough to not say it out loud.
But he's self-aware to not only say it out loud, but also understand that this team is built for Brock Purdy, not me. I'm just here to help stack some wins. I know what it's like as a starter. I know what it's like as a backup. It's Brock's team, and the locker room still feels like that.
And he obviously went through it as the guy in New England being a first-round pick, and then who was it, Bailey Zappe taking over for him, and he's been on both sides of it. He backed up Trevor Lawrence last year. Trevor Lawrence is playing here, but he's the franchise there. He understands that, just like Brock is the franchise here. We got some calls, so I open up the phone lines and ask Bonte anything. Bonte Hill in studio, courtesy of River Islands, for the next hour. 888-957-9570.
Let me guess who the first caller is.
It's not Robin Sanbruno or Tony in Oakland. It's Tim in Danville, Bonte.
Tim in Danville.
Tim in Danville.
Hi,
Tim.
No, thanks for listening.
Not Brian in Palo Alto, but the bat signal is out for BPA if you want to go to him.
He could just stay at work.
Well, he'll hit you up on Twitter. We know that. Tim, what's up? You're on the roast. What do you want to ask Bonte?
Hey, thanks, guys. How you doing, Bonte? I haven't talked to you in a while. Hey, so, you know, my quick opinion is, and I'm a big 49er guy, right? I went to the Super Bowl, I'll tell you what. I just think that, you know, why isn't everyone saying, hey, you know, we probably made maybe a mistake on Brock. Look at his last year and a half. Look at his quarterback rating. Look how he's declined. His numbers are bad, okay? He looked bad when he came back. We have never had a quarterback, to me, and I've watched Brock. I'm waiting for that one game where I see him as a quarterback take over the game and win the game. I have not seen one game where he has done that. However,
in his career,
with Mac.
In his career, or just
no, with the Niners. I look, you know, why do we get beat in the Super Bowl? Because Mahomes is a far better quarterback. But I've seen Mac Jones now compete with the best. I think he can win games on his own, and that's a separate thing that we haven't seen. I think the 49ers need to let Mac start the game, and I don't agree with Shask if he has a bad game, yank him, because that's not fair to Mac, right? He will have a bad game. But you got to make a decision here. We've already screwed up Trey Lance, Jimmy G. We all love those guys, right? We move off of them, right? Just like, you know, New England moved off of, you know, Drew Brees, right? And they brought in Brady. So I think it's time, and I hope that, you know, they look at the numbers, and they really look at the capability of Mac Jones. And
Tim, so you're not a Niners fan, right? You say you just started watching the Niners?
No, he says he's a huge Niners fan.
No, I've been a Niners fan for
years. I misheard that. Okay, all right. I disagree on the point that we've never seen Brock Purdy just go out there and win a game.
Thanks, Tim.
First ever start against Tom Brady, 35-7 at the half.
He's got many moments where he was amazing.
And
Seattle in the playoffs.
He meant Drew
second
Bledsoe.
Half against Detroit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
well, his legs were the big difference. When you rewatch the NFC Championship game second half, Jared Goff's inability to move and Brock Purdy's ability to move, to me, was the separator in that game.
Fourth quarter against Dallas. In a grimy football game, a hard-hitting football game. That Dallas defense was no joke.
No,
Kittle
and he helped make the throw. The kid made great play to Brandon Ayuk. When you had to have a play, he outplayed Jordan Love in the second half of the Green Bay game after having an atrocious first half against the Green Bay Packers in the rain. So, look, Brock Purdy was not good last season. He was not. But you also understand that you pay all these guys, and you're thinking that, okay, we're going to go into the season. We got Kittle, Debo, Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey, Debo, and Ayuk never played a game together.
Mm.
Not one time. Now, again, Brock Purdy has a problem with trying to hit the home run. And I think he was overcompensating for not having a lot of those guys out there. You can't do that. You got to take what the defense gives you and play good, clean football. But to say he wasn't good all the time, he was fine. He was fine. Not enough to say that, oh, you should just move on from him. Like, I'm not... This ain't Madden, man, where you can just start cutting guys and trading guys after one bad
Unless
year.
Unless you're Sean Payton.
Right. Well, he stuck with Drew Brees for a long time.
No, I'll talk about Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah. He came in, but that wasn't his guy, though.
I'm joking.
For sure. But he had the understanding from the, and he had the backing from the ownership, which is
more important. Well, it wasn't his guy.
Exactly.
He came
it wasn't
in,
his
it wasn't
guy.
His guy.
Yeah, it wasn't his guy.
He took a $75 million dead cap hit.
Right.
That being said, there are people, and I'm not one of these, but like you're referencing all the guys that weren't out there. They're like, this is where I think a lot of the Mac support comes from. Well, look what he's done with only a limited CMC out there.
How about this? I was thinking about this.
And it's probably not fair.
I was thinking about this. Think about week three last year in L.A.
No Debo, no Kittle. Yep.
We set that week up saying, okay, now we're going to see Brock Purdy without weapons. We're going to see Brock Purdy without weapons. Well, he goes 22 of 30 for 292. What happened in that football game? Ronnie
special
Bell drops a pass.
Big
Jake Moody misses a kick. And you blow it on special teams. That was his moment. to say, look at me. I just won a game with an out-of-shape Brandon Ayuk and Juwan Jennings. No Kittle, no McCaffrey, no Deebo. And that opportunity gets snatched because other guys don't make plays.
Why are people so quick? Like, it's a small, but why do they want to turn the page so quickly on Brock? Why? Why do you think?
I have no idea. Because this is what we do in sports these days. Social media has had a bad influence on sports. It's had a terrible influence.
But Max Jones hasn't done it. Like, I get it. He had the one year, and I've actually been high on Mac Jones than most. You and I probably when he came out of Bama. But like, it's not like he's won a playoff game or like taking a team to the Super Bowl. Like, I'm just.
This is what we do in sports these days. Yeah. We don't have the patience. Look at Trevor Lawrence. I didn't realize that Trevor Lawrence just turned 26.
He's so young.
We act like he's 30 and he's been done. But he's had a revolving door of coaches, offensive coordinators, head coaches. Now he finally got a dude in Liam Cohen who I like. Yeah. I like Liam Cohen a lot. And he's getting better. Now, is he still making mistakes here and there? The end of the first half, clock management sequence was, I didn't get why you don't call a timeout, give him time. The fourth quarter there,
they take delay game.
Trevor, what's going on? Yeah. What's going on here? But he is getting better. Baker Mayfield, who we're going to see this Sunday. People have written him off. Yeah. He was done. Now look at him. He's in the MVP running.
I don't think people are writing off Brock. I think the injury right now is the most pressing thing. And I think the injury has compromised the style of play. And I'm viewing it this way. Forget later on in the year and next year. Those are two separate conversations. For right now, get healthy. Ride the Mac wave until it crashes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and
there's
I think that's the appropriate tack that the team should take.
But people are like, man, this guy hasn't had really good games and this and that. I mean, he lit up a bad Bears team last year. He had a really good game against the Dallas Cowboys last year, heading into the bye week. They beat Tampa Bay where Brock throws for 353.
Right.
Now, we all remember that game because
Ricky Pierce had a big touchdown.
Catch and run. Brock Purdy put it on the money. Jake Moody was missing field goals in that football game.
Deebo was
losing his mind. But he goes down there to Tampa Bay, gets Baker Mayfield, and goes 25-36 for 353.
Oh, no.
Our short-term memory on these things in sports just drives me crazy. We like the NFL, it's just an ultimate reality show. But we just, 1 week this guy's bad, bench him, get him out of here. Like the Philadelphia Eagles are all doom and gloom. You're 4-1.
I know.
They're 4-1 right now, and your offense is not even humming.
Well, their Phillies are cooked. That's what they're upset about right now. And 888-957-9570 is the number.
I don't know. I do believe that the conversation around someone does change when you pay them a lot of money, and I think people become way more critical overall. And, you know, fair or not, that's baked into these contracts. Right. You know, Rafi Devers is on a $300 million deal. Adames is on a couple hundred million dollar deal. And Chapman, we scrutinize them more than we would Casey Schmidt.
No doubt.
And I think that Brock is now in the zone where he's being scrutinized under the microscope. Probably too much. I just think the guy's compromised.
Well, he's a quarterback. He's his quarterback. And this is what we do around here. We do quarterback controversies
in
the Bay Area. And so when he gets paid the big money, now, Carlos Ramirez, one of the few ideas he has, shout out to Carlos, but one of the few good ideas he had was saying that, hey, make Brock hold out because Mac will get all the reps. And then maybe midway through training camp, you just say, hey, Brock, you're not here. What's going on? You play hardball with Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. Now, they weren't going to do that.
You were saying prior to the contract.
Okay. Basically, play hardball.
I thought you meant hold out with the injury.
No. I'm talking about playing hardball with the contract. You were talking about the money, right?
Yeah.
The contract. So sticking on that point, you come into training camp, hey, I need to get paid. And the 49ers could have said, you know what? We're not ready to pay you.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that. But they weren't going to do that because Brock's a good guy. He's done a lot for this organization.
Well, he's deserved and earned a raise.
And they gave him that raise.
And also, they rewarded all the captains of the team and all like the franchise pillars. Obviously, George Kittle and Fred Warner have the skins on the wall, the all pros. And Brock Purdy, to his own right, has some skins on the wall as well. But they made it abundantly clear this offseason they didn't want to deal with drama at all. They just did not want to deal with the drama that they've dealt with the last couple seasons. So they nipped those contracts in the bud, did it, you know, really quickly. And I think that was good. And I think, you know, I said it yesterday, Bonte, and because of the lack of drama in the offseason, I get it. There's a lot of injuries right now on this team. The expectations, where do they go? I'm not sure. But I already feel better about the vibes around this team this season than I ever did last season during the season. Coming off a Super Bowl loss, mind you.
It's a lot of young guys, though, and it's a lot of new, fresh faces.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.